We're going to be learning Daf Gimel Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We left off on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We are at Amar Le Rav Masna La Abaye. So the Mishnah had said that Yitzios HaShabbos are Shtayim Shehin Arba Befnim and Shtayim Shehin Arba Bechutz. That there are eight different ways to violate the Melacha of Hotzaah. So the Gemara asks that the situations that the Mishnah brings of an onion, the Baal Abaye, seem to compute to more than eight different ways to violate the Melacha of Hotzaah. So Amar Le Rav Masna La Abaye. If Master said to Abai, "Ha, Timni Havian, are the methods of violating the Melacha of Hotzah and Shabbos really only eight? Tartisrei Havian, there are 12 ways to violate the Melacha of Hotzah and Shabbos, because aside for the four ways that you could be chayiv that are mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah, the two chayuvim of the Ani, that's Machnis and Motzi, the two chayuvim of the Balabayas, who is Machnis and Motzi, the second half of the Mishnah has another four ways that are done by two people together, which one is Oker and the other is Maniach, two of them by Hotzah and two of them by Hachnasa. So we should count all of these different ways separately, the ones that are Pater of Alasar, and eight, and with the four ways of Chiyuv, which would come out to 12. So how do we count each of these, each of these people that are participating in either the Akira or the Hanacha should count separately? So that should be eight. And then you have the four that are absolute chiyuvim. So 8 plus 4 would turn out to be 12. So answers Abaye to Rav Masna ulitaneich. According to you, that we should count even the examples that are pater of alaser, the examples that are only asumid rabbanan. So why do you only have 12? Shitzri avyan. You should really have 16 ways, because the two methods of chiyuv that you make, where the ani does the entire melach himself, the balabayis is pater, and the two methods of chiyuv that the balabayis does everything by himself, the ani would be pater. So we should count those peturim as well. I mean, if you're going to count pater of alasar when you do half a melacha, we should count those that are pater when you do none of the melacha. So Amalei, so Rav Masna said back, no, holokasha, that's not really a kasha. Bishlam, I understand very well why we'd mentioned the Peturim Baba Duresha in the first part of the Mishnah, which is the Petur of the Balabayis, when the Ani is Motzi by himself, and the Ani is Pater when the Balabayis is Motzi by himself, because if one does everything by himself and he takes it from the other guy, or he puts it in the other guy's hand, so the other guy, it's not just Pater, it's Mutzu L'Chachila, he didn't do anything. Pater Mutzu L'Katani, we're not going to list amongst the Chiyuvim of Hotzah, or amongst the Isurim of Hotzah, a guy who did absolutely nothing wrong. El Bava de Seifa, the Pater of Alasar, Kasha. But in the case of the Seifa, we're not talking about a guy who did nothing wrong. We're talking about a guy who did either an Akira or a Hanacha. So that is Pater of Alasar. So even though it's Pater, it is Asar. So that should still get counted. And therefore my question stands, that it's not just eight methods of Hotzah on Shabbos, it's really 12. It's not 16 either, because you're certainly not going to count people who did nothing, but it is 12. So the Gemara discusses the idea that Pater, in the first case of the Mishnah, is Pater or Mutter. Mi ikah b'kulei Shabbos Pater or Mutter? Is there ever such an expression that in Hilcha Shabbos that we call something pater when it's really mutter? Meaning, what do we say in the first part of the Mishnah? If the Ani does the entire Melacha, the Balabayis is pater. But what we're trying to say now is, what that really means is that it's totally mutter for the Balabayis. But do we ever have such an expression in Hilcha Shabbos that the word pater really means that it's totally mutter? V'amar Shmuel kol paturi de Shabbos pater avalaser bar mehani tlas de pater mutter. Every time we have the word pater in Hilcha Shabbos, it always means that it's Asur Mitrabanan, except for three dinim that we're going to explain right now, where it means pater or mutter. So it's unlikely that our Mishnah, when it said pater, means pater or mutter. What are the three dinim where the word pater actually means pater or mutter? Number one, Tzedas Tzvi. We're going to have a Mishnah later on, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis, about trapping a deer. That if the deer walks into your house and it stands by the Pesach and someone sits down, rather, by the Pesach of the house, and therefore the deer is unable to leave the house, he's Chayiv Mishum Tzeda. If another guy sits right next to him, even after the first guy leaves and the second guy stays seated, which in fact is keeping the deer in the house, that second guy is pater, but it doesn't just mean pater, it means mutter. He's allowed to stay there because he's not actively doing a maisa of trapping the deer. Meaning, when the first guy was sitting there, sat down, he trapped the deer. Second guy comes and sits down, also blocking the doorway, he's doing nothing. The deer is already trapped. First guy gets up and leaves, the second guy just remains there, so he doesn't have to leave. He's allowed to remain there, even though we use the term pater, it means, excuse me, it means pater or mutter. The second case, where the word pater means mutter in our Masechta, or in, it happens to be in our Masechta, but in Hilchah Shabbos, is it Seidas Nachash. Well, we learn in Masechta Seiduyos, in the second parak of the Mishnayos in Eduyos, that someone who traps a snake on Shabbos in order that he shouldn't get bitten by the snake, is pater. And that means that it's actually mutter to do that. And then the third case is Mepis Morsa, is the case that comes up in Masechta Shabbos, in Masechta Ksuvos, that a person who pops a pimple or a boil or something on Shabbos in order to remove any of the pus that is causing him pain, it's pater. And over there it means pater or mutter. But bottom line is, you see from Shmuel that those are the only three times in Hilchos Shabbos that the word pater means pater or mutter. But every other place in Hilchos Shabbos, the word pater means pater midoraisa, but you're still aser midirabanan to do it. So the din in our Mishnah as well, that if only the Ani, or only the Balabayas did the Malacha, that the other guy is Pater, it should mean Asr Midrabanan, it should not mean totally Mutter. So Gemara says, no, you can't learn from Shmuel's statement of the three exceptions, that every time it says Pater in Hilchos Shabbos, it's necessarily Asr Midrabanan. Ki Yisrich Leil Shmuel, Peturei Deka Avid Maisa, Peturei Deka Avid Maisa, Ikatuva. Now Shmuel is telling me, whenever you have a circumstance where a guy did something, and it says pater, it always means pater avalasir. But if you have a circumstance where a guy didn't do anything, he was just totally passive, like the ani that's just standing there, and the balabais picks something up, takes it out of the house and puts it in the ani's hand, the ani didn't do anything, so that would be pater mutter, and there are probably many other examples, the Gemara says, throughout Hilchos Shabbos, throughout Masechta Shabbos, where it uses the term pater in the context of someone who didn't do anything, and in fact means pater or mutter. So now, bottom line is, we're back to our question though. Mikom makom tartis rehavyam. Back to Rav Masa's question, there are at least 12 forms of hotzah. So why does the Mishnah only say shtayim she'enar b'tzim, shtayim she'enar b'chutz, which makes it sound like there are 8 forms of hotzah? So says the Gemara, peturi da'asilidei chiyuv chatos kachashiv, that even though there are, the malacha could be done by two people, each one of them separately, each one of them separately has a din that is pater avalasir, meaning if two people share the malacha, one does the akira, the other one does the anacha, they've both done something that's asur midrabanan, we're not counting that toward the cheshbon of how many otzos of Shabbos, because we're only counting those peturim that could lead to a chiyuv chatos, the akiros that are the beginning of the melacha of hotza'ah that could lead to a chiyuv chatos, because you have to be choshesh when someone does an akira that he might also come to do a hanacha. But the law is able to do chiyuv chatos, any time you do something that's pater, where it couldn't possibly lead to a chiyuv chatos, meaning you only did the hanacha, the akira is already done by somebody else. So your role as the one who did the hanacha could never lead to a chatos, so lo kachashim. That we're not going to mention at all. So bottom line over here is, the main point over here is that we don't count in our Mishnah the iser of hotza'ah the Isser Midrabanan of Hotza'ah, when all you did is the Hanacha, when it couldn't lead to a Chiyuv Chatos, when all you did is the Hanacha. We also mentioned an important point, that a rule that's going to carry us through the entire Masechta, that the word Pater in Hilchos Shabbos, whenever it talks about someone who did a Maisa, the word Pater in Hilchos Shabbos always means Pater Avalasa Midrabanan, except for three examples where it means pater mutter. Again, but that's only by someone who did a maisa. If someone didn't do a maisa, then it could mean pater mutter in even more than three circumstances. Okay, now the Gemara explains why it is that if two people do malacha together, they're both pater from a carbon chatos. How could it be shnei and paturin v'asav the malacha mivinai? Why should they both be pater on a daraisa level? Between the two of them, a real malacha was done. So the Gemara answers, answers, Tanya, Rabbi Omer, you know, the Pasuk says when it comes to Korban Chatas, me am ha'aretz ba'asosa. So we darshan, ha'osa es kula, v'lo ha'osa es miktasa. That only a person who does the entire malacha, not someone who does part of the Avera. Yachid va'asa osa chayiv, shnayim va'asa osa p'turin. And therefore, if one person does it, he's chayiv, but if two people do it, they're going to be pater. Itmar nami amra v'chia bar gamda, nizruka mipicha bura v'yamru, ba'asa osa, yachid sha'asa chayiv, shnayim sha'asu p'turin. That if one person does the malacha, he's chayiv, but if two separate people do the malacha, then they are pater. So the next main point is that we have a drasha from the pasuk ba'asa osa, that if two people do malacha together, that they're going to be pater. Only if one person does the entire malacha himself is he going to be chayiv chatas. So Baimnei Rav Merebi, Rav asks from Rebbe the following. The person standing on Shabbos in a Rishos HaYachid, hit'ino chavero ochon amashkin, and someone else loads up on his shoulders food and drink. He didn't pick him up. Someone else picked him up off the ground and put them on his shoulders. And then, v'otzion lechutz, he walked outside with these packages on his back, mahu. So what's the din of the guy who carried them out? Is he chayiv chatas or is he pater? So Rav explains that tzadei hasafek. Akiras gufo ka akiras chefetz mimukomo dami umi chayiv. Do we assume that the uprooting of his body, the movement of his body, is like picking up the object and therefore he's chayiv? I don't know. Or maybe we should say that akiras haguf from where he's standing is not considered like picking up the object and therefore he's going to be pater because he only did a hanacha. He never did an akira. So Amalei Chayev. So Rebbe said to Rav, he's going to be Chayev Akar B'chatas, meaning Akiras Gufo, by taking that step, by moving, that's like picking up an object. Ve'eno Dome Liyado. And the Akiras Aguf, when the object is on him, is like the Akiras Chayev. In that way, the Guf is not like the hand. My time, what's the reason for being Mechalik between Akiras Haguf and Akiras HaYad, that when you move your hand, it's not considered an Akira? Guf or Nayach, because your body is resting on the ground. So since it's resting on the ground, when you're standing with 2 feet on the ground, when you pick up one of those feet with the object on you, it's as if you're lifting the object off of the ground. But yado lo nayach, your hand is not on the ground. It's in midair, and the object that's on it is therefore not considered to be placed on the ground. So the hotzah is not considered to be picking up a cheftza from the Rishos HaYachid because you didn't really do an akira. An akira means that you lifted it up off of the ground. So when Rav asked Rebbe this din about Hotzah B'Shabbos, Rebbe was learning another Masechta. So the Gemara brings what Rebbe Chia said about this. Amar li Rebbe Chia l'Rav, Bar Patri, you son of Bar Pachte, you son of Gedolin, Lo Aminalach, Ki Kayi Rebbe, Bahai Masechta. When Rebbe's learning one Masechta, Lo Tishayli B'Masechta Achriti, you shouldn't ask him about another Masechta, Dilma Lavadayte. Maybe he's not going to be focused on what you're asking him about, and he's not going to be holding there so much. Dilav de Rebbe Gavar Rabbahu, if not for the fact that Rebbe was such a great man, Kasafte, it would have been embarrassing for him, Dimishainalach Shinuya Dilav Shinuyahu, because he would have answered you something that maybe would not have been correct. Hashemi Ashapir Mishainalach. Now, you're lucky Rebbe is who Rebbe is, and he was able to answer you correctly. Did Tanya, because we learn in a brisa, Hayatan Ochun Mashkin Yibod Yom, that if a person was carrying something before Shabbos started, Votzil Nochutz Mishchashecha, and then he walked outside with it after Shabbos started, Chayiv Lefisheno Domeliado. He's going to be Chayiv because he did an Akiras Haguf. And Akiras Haguf is considered a real Akira, and it's not like something that's in your hand. Something that's on your body is different than something that's in your hand. So last main point, if a person has something on his body and then walks out with it, that is considered an akira, and he's going to be chayiv. But if someone places something in his hand and he walks out with it, he's going to be pater. And the other point, the other important rule that we learned is that you're not supposed to ask somebody a question in one mesechta when he's in the middle of learning another mesechta. Okay, but Hashem, next time we'll pick up from there on Daf Gimel Amid Beis.